Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has supported peace efforts in Africa for decades through its bilateral and multilateral diplomacy, and by supporting humanitarian access and protection of vulnerable populations through peacekeeping, said Jonathan Pratt, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, in recent congressional testimony. The United States has made significant financial contributions to the United Nations, which has undertaken a number of peacekeeping missions in Africa to provide help in challenging situations, explained Deputy Assistant Secretary Pratt.
These missions have helped safeguard civilian populations from armed groups and warring parties. Despite shortcomings and specific instances of unacceptable conduct by some peacekeepers.
Today we are seeing a desire from African leaders and the African Union to take the lead on peacekeeping efforts, said Deputy Assistant Secretary Pratt. UN Security Council Resolution 2719 shifts peacekeeping responsibility to African partners with financial support from the United Nations. An essential element of UN, African Union, and sub-regional missions is that they include safeguards designed to promote respect for human rights, protection of civilians, and humanitarian access, said Deputy Assistant Secretary Pratt.
AU and sub-regional missions have demonstrated a capacity to mobilize quickly, especially when provided with adequately financed and reliable logistical support mechanisms. Over time, we're seeing a trend towards sub-regional and bilateral missions because of their ability to respond quickly, as well as address countries' national interest in combating instability in their neighborhood.
It is important that missions adhere to their mandates and international law, stressed Deputy Assistant Secretary Pratt. We have developed best practices for oversight and accountability mechanisms to ensure private contractors adhere to policy direction and comply with legal standards, said Deputy Assistant Secretary Pratt.
In contrast, this is not what Russia's Wagner Group is or does. In the countries where Wagner is present, we have seen the number of terrorist attacks and attacks on civilians increase, accompanied by a decrease in humanitarian access, as well as an increase in reports of human rights abuses.
The United States remains committed to advancing democracy, peace, and security as cornerstones for a successful U.S.-Africa partnership.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.